Hundreds of people gathered outside the Statehouse yesterday for a very special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great honor to introduce to you territorial citizens the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. We are gathered here today to note the formation of a new territory, the territory of Idaho.
No, that's not a zombie Lincoln come back from the undead. That's Steve Holgate, a Lincoln betrayer who addressed the Boise crowd. In his speech, Holgate connected the Illinois politician with the area that would one day become the state of Idaho. Holgate is not the only person convinced of a strong Lincoln-Idaho connection.
I'm Dave Leroy. I'm Master of Ceremonies at today's sesquicentennial event.
Dave Leroy, Idaho's former attorney general, has studied Lincoln for the last 25 years. He says the day in 1863 when the president signed the bill designating the Idaho Territory was an important day for the embattled country.
Lincoln, the master strategist, used Idaho Territory to block the further expansion of slavery into the West, and he used the mineral wealth from Idaho Territory to help win the Civil War. The gold and the silver here were shipped off to San Francisco to be minted into coinage to buy the guns and pay the soldiers to win the Civil War.
For a short time, the Idaho Territory included Montana and Wyoming. It would be another 27 years before Idaho became a state. Although Lincoln never visited the territory, Leroy says that more than any other state in the Union, Idaho is intrinsically connected to the famous president.
Where Lincoln mentioned Idaho Territory in his addresses to the Congress in 1863 and 4, where he was present at a meeting where the name Idaho was selected, where he lobbied the bill and stayed up till 4:30 in the morning to sign it, I think we've got a pretty good case.
That case was made permanent at yesterday's ceremony. An auditorium at the Statehouse was dedicated in Lincoln's honor, and a bronze plaque and portrait of the president were unveiled. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.